This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep, in for Bob Edwards. The first openly gay bishop in Episcopal Church history has endured an effort to stop his confirmation. As we've been reporting this morning, Episcopal bishops approved Gene Robinson yesterday despite two allegations of sexual impropriety. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has been covering the church convention in Minneapolis.
Before the House of Bishops could vote on Gene Robinson, his name had to be cleared, which is exactly what Bishop Gordon Scruton did. Yesterday afternoon, Scruton told the bishops that a man from Vermont, he didn't identify David Lewis by name, had sent an email to several bishops accusing Robinson of homosexual harassment. Scruton said he and several other bishops called Lewis Monday afternoon. Lewis told them that 4 years ago at a church meeting, Robinson touched him in a way that made him uncomfortable, placing his hands on Lewis's arm and back when they engaged in conversation two times. Lewis said he would not have told anyone, but when the House of Deputies confirmed Robinson as bishop, he felt he needed to. Then came the critical question.
I asked him whether he wanted to bring a formal charge of harassment. He said very clearly, no. He regretted having used the word harassment in his email.
With that, Scruton moved on to the next allegation regarding Robinson's possible connection to a website called Outright.org for gay and lesbian youth. The site had links that ultimately led to pornographic sites. Scruton said while Robinson helped found the Concord chapter of Outright in 1995, his work with the group ended in 1998, and the website was not created until 2002. Scruton found no evidence that Robinson knew of the website. Therefore, he said,
in both allegations, it is my conclusion that there is no necessity to pursue further investigation.
With that, the debate began, and Robinson's supporters far outnumbered his opponents. Some supporters said the only thing preventing this step was fear, and Bishop Carolyn Irish of Utah argued not confirming Robinson would send a worse message.
What the vote today, if negative, would say is that we require those particularly baptized members of our church who are homosexuals to hide it.
The bishops opposing Robinson seemed deflated. Peter Beckwith of the Springfield Diocese said that confirming a gay bishop puts Orthodox clergy in the position of ignoring core teachings of the church.
I am being asked to consent to the election of a person who, if he were a priest in the Diocese of Springfield, would be referred for trial.
After an hour, debate ended and the bishops voted. Gene Robinson won confirmation by a vote of 62-45. Immediately, several conservative bishops went to the podium. Reading from a prepared statement, Bishop Robert Duncan said the bishops standing before the group were filled with sorrow.
This body has departed from the historic faith and order of the Church of Jesus Christ. This body has denied the plain teaching of Scripture and the moral consensus of the church throughout the ages.
He said he would ask the leaders of the Anglican Church worldwide to, quote, intervene in the pastoral emergency that has overtaken us. It's not clear what that means precisely, since the Episcopal Church USA is an autonomous province of the Anglican Church. Some expect conservatives to ask the Anglican community to recognize their churches as separate, parallel Anglican churches. Afterward, Gene Robinson said he knew that his victory was causing despair for others, but he said as momentous as the decision seemed to Episcopalians here, it would make no difference to the average American or Nigerian in the pew. And he said, God is doing a new thing.
I think we're seeing the moving into a kind of mature adulthood of the full inclusion of gay and lesbian folk in the culture and certainly in the church. And I'm proud to be a tiny, tiny part of that.
As the meeting ended for the day, Presiding Bishop Frank Griswold asked the clergy to pray for the future of the Episcopal Church. The bishops closed with a song of prayer.
Ubi caritas et amor.
Ubi caritas, where God is, the bishop sang, charity and love prevail. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Minneapolis.